It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the United States is often thought of as a nation for immigrants, but the reality has been a lot different for many of those starting a new life here. We'll look back at the history of how America treats its newest residents. First, a state council is rolling out a plan to address Wisconsin's homelessness problem. It's called A Hand and a Home, Foundations for Success. It employs a nationally acclaimed model called Housing First, which means chronically homeless people are placed in permanent housing with support services, but they don't necessarily have to be free of addictions or convictions. The plan also prioritizes case management, which is tied to better reentry to society and better housing outcomes, and it calls for $3.75 million in new spending each year. The Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness is chaired by Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish.
This plan is far more than a moral crusade. This is a plan that, when implemented, could also be considered a workforce development plan. It could be considered a healthcare plan. It could be considered an education plan, as much as it is a plan to end homelessness as we know it.
That council was created with unanimous support from the state legislature and signed into law a year ago today. Joe Volk is the executive director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into this report, this plan, Joe, can you talk about the scope of homelessness around Wisconsin?
Well, the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness believes that on any given night there's approximately 20,000 people who are ill-housed or who don't have a warm, safe place to stay. That number's been pretty stable over the last 3 or 4 years, but the fact that it's stable is actually relatively concerning considering the economics that we have right now, where people are employed, and in fact employers are looking for people to take jobs. So the fact that it's fairly stable has been of some concern.
And people might think homelessness, it'll be a problem for the state's biggest cities. I've talked to people around the state, though. This is not just a Madison and Milwaukee problem, right?
That's absolutely correct. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction keeps track of homeless children that are in school. And in the last year, they tracked 18,000 such students. And their data is online. And what you'll see is that nearly every school district in every county has homeless children that are in school. So it is indeed a statewide issue.
Now let's dig into this report, Joe. It focuses on this idea, I keep hearing about it from places around the country, really, this housing first model. Talk about how that works.
Well, housing first basically says that the best way to solve homelessness is to provide somebody with a safe place to stay. We know that certainly there is an issue amongst some segment of the homeless population of alcohol abuse, drug abuse, mental health issues. And all of those things need to be taken care of. But the reality is that people are much better able to receive those kinds of services, to participate in those kinds of services, once they have a stable place to stay. Just like you or I, if our life is in total chaos, we tend to make bad choices and not get well.
Looking at this plan as a whole, what do you make of it? Is this a step in the right direction? Do you want to see more? What are the highs and lows here for you?
Well, we always want to see more, certainly. I mean, we were one of the main movers in trying to create the interagency council during the last budget. We were aware that, for instance, the state of Minnesota has made great strides by having that kind of a council where you get the leadership of all of the state agencies around the table, and you break down the silos. Once that was done, then we thought that the first thing they should do was to create a plan, because you can't approach a problem that is as complicated as this without having a plan. And in fact, Wisconsin, up until now, is one of the few states in the country that didn't have a plan. So now we have a plan. We believe the plan is a good step forward. It's comprehensive. As with any plan, though, the challenge is going to be making sure that what's in the plan, you know, a plan is just a bunch of words on a piece of paper. Now we have to make those words real.
Talking to Joe Volk, executive director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness, looking at a new action plan from the state on the issue of homelessness. Joe, is this issue made more complicated by maybe the variety of stories of people who are homeless? We might think of a person, an adult, maybe with a mental illness or addiction problem, being homeless most of a year. This could also include a family who maybe is able to rent a place for part of the year, is evicted, is in a car for a while, at a friend's for a while. There's a lot of different stories behind homelessness.
That's absolutely true, and that's why there's not one magic bullet, so to speak. There's a and I think it shows that in this report. There's a number of different strategies. You may have someone that's very mentally ill that's on the street. That, quite frankly, the way to treat or the way to approach that issue is to provide outreach mental health services and all those kinds of things. On the other end of the spectrum, so to speak, you could have a family whose only issue is that they. That they don't have the skills, they don't have the employment record, and they can't generate enough income to pay for decent affordable housing.
Is there something in this new plan for that family?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that we put out about a year ago was there was one last silo that needed to be broken down. Basically, we all started as a bunch of social workers just trying to get people off the street, and then we brought in the low-income housing producers and have been creating supportive housing. But the reality is that the best way out of poverty, the best way out of homelessness is to be employed. And if there were, and if there was ever a time to engage in a strategy for having homeless people be employed, it's now when employers are begging for employees. So that's why I think you see in the report a big workforce development initiative.
Let's talk about kids in that homeless family, whether chronic or kind of in and out temporary homelessness. What do we know about the impact of growing up without a stable home for children?
Well, we know that it makes poverty intergenerational. At one point, I ran a large family shelter in Milwaukee, and one of the saddest things was seeing mothers coming in with their kids who were homeless, who those mothers as kids were homeless with their moms in the shelter. So it certainly does that. And in terms of children, you know, there was recently a large story in the local press in Milwaukee that when kids have to move frequently, which is of course what homeless children have to do, their school grades and their school performance suffers significantly. So it adds to students falling behind in grades, and of course that results in, of course, not being able to have a good job. Not to even talk about the trauma of a mother or a child that doesn't have a safe place to stay at night.
Are there things that ordinary people can do to help on the issue of homelessness? People are thinking about, it's Giving Tuesday, how can I help out? What would be the role of the everyday citizen?
Well, of course, you can always give funds to your local shelter, and your local United Way will be able to certainly direct you there. But more importantly, many, many shelters are faith-based, and many shelters run primarily on volunteers. So there are many, many volunteer opportunities. And again, your local United Way would be able to link you up with those kinds of volunteer opportunities. And I can tell you from doing it myself that what you get out of that kind of volunteering is an amazing experience.
Getting back to this new plan from the state now released today, we have this $3.75 million in new annual spending. Some of that's going to some of the things we've talked about. Can you break down some of the key points of that new spending?
Right. So there's new funding for prevention, trying to keep people from becoming homeless at all. And an example of that would be a family that just missed a month's rent because there was an illness or a death in the family, and you know, being able to pay 1 month's rent can save them from going into shelter and losing their home. There's some new dollars for state shelters for the homeless. There hasn't been an increase in that allocation since 1994. There's going to be new money for case managers, which I think you alluded to, which are very important. Just putting somebody in a home certainly doesn't always do the trick. But case management is an important element of that. There's some initiatives around supportive housing, as well as some of the issues we just talked about in terms of workforce development. So the idea behind the council was that homeless is very complicated. You need all the heads of these departments around the table, and thus the plan is going to be relatively comprehensive and involve all of state government.
And Lieutenant Governor Clayfish had said in the announcement, this isn't just a white paper that's going to be put in a file cabinet somewhere. This is a plan of action that we're going to stick to. Are you confident that these commitments are going to be followed through on?
Well, I think as advocates, that's one of the biggest challenges we have right now is that we have a new coming administration in January who we're trying to engage with right now. But it's unknown whether the new administration wants to prioritize this issue as highly as the lieutenant governor did, and just how the new administration wants to move forward. So I think a big challenge is to ensure, with the change in the administration and the fact that we have bifurcated government with one party in the governor's mansion and another party in control of the legislature, that we keep homelessness as a bipartisan issue and don't let it as an issue fall into what will probably be some of the skirmishes between the executive and the legislative branch.
Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Joe Volk is executive director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness. We talked to him about the action plan released today by the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. It focuses on putting chronically homeless people in permanent housing with support services without requiring them to be free of addictions or convictions. It also prioritizes, as we heard, case management.